Don't let it pass by you and get to somebody else. The message might be yours for the night. I trust that you'll just listen to it real good. It can't hurt you. It'll help you if you'll let it tonight. Revelations chapter 3, again reading with verse 14. And it reads like this. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these same saith the Amen. Now listen to that. Write, these things saith the Amen. Forget not that, the Amen there. The faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, listen to it. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. Listen to these words now. And knowest not thou that art wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked? I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, in white raiments that thou mayest be clothed, and that thou the shame of thy nakedness doeth not appear, and to anoint thine eyes with thy salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me, or sit with me, in my throne, even as I also overcome and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that haveth an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let us bow our heads as we pray tonight. Our Father in heaven, this evening, God, as we come again before you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come with a burdened heart tonight, God, in behalf of this service. Father, as we're here tonight, God, we're here for only one purpose. And Lord, that is to fulfill your gracious will that you sent us here with tonight. God, I pray tonight, Heavenly Father, as I am an instrument that thou hast chosen for the hour to stand in the gap for you, Lord. I pray that thou would anoint me, Lord Jesus, of the Holy Ghost of God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that thou would anoint my throat tonight. God, I pray that thou would open it for thy glory. And God, if I ask it tonight for my own glory, I pray that thou would close the remaining part of it. God, that my glory would not show through on this service tonight, Heavenly Father. God, I pray that the Holy Ghost of God would finger around hearts here tonight as we administer your word. I pray that Thou would give Thy word authority, give it free course out over this congregation, Lord. God, that it would go out by and accomplish that which Thou hast already purposed in Thine heart for it to do. God, I realize tonight that it will not return unto You void, but God, that it will accomplish something. I pray tonight, God, that Thou would take it. Our Lord Jesus, use it, this service here tonight, for Thy glory, and especially tonight we pray that You lay hold upon one here tonight. God, that soul that's nearest hell, we pray especially for them tonight. God, that You help them in some way that they might see their lost condition. Lord, not the prodigal son of old, how that You told us about in Thy word. May they come to their self, realize their lostness. God, be saved before it's everlasting and eternally too late. Bless the church in the whole, and we'll praise Your name for everything You do. For it is in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Tonight, for our subject, I'd like to speak for a few minutes. The autopsy of a dead church. The autopsy of a dead church. You know, I no doubt maybe some of you have read in the newspaper this week already. It hasn't been long ago, especially since you've either read in the newspaper or you hear it on the television news, listen to it on the radio about they're finding a body and this body being dead. They're taking the body. Maybe it's been lying out there in the sun or in the water or in the earth or somewhere or another for a goodly number of days. And I've heard them talk about how they found bodies in plastic bags and they take it down to Raleigh or Durham or somewhere or another and perform an autopsy on it to find out just exactly what caused the death of that person. They took that body, though it was, so to speak, sort of decaying already. I no doubt was already beginning to stink in the nostrils of those that were performing the autopsy upon that body. My friend, in so much that they no doubt had to wear gloves as they used the instruments to tear the body apart, to try to analyze it, to try to find out just exactly what caused the death of that body. Well, my friend, tonight, I want to say unto you that I believe upon the scriptures in which I've read in your presence here tonight that here is one of the churches that I literally believe that God had actually taken apart to find out exactly what was wrong with it. If you're a Bible reader tonight, you know, brother, tonight that Jesus gave John seven letters to seven different churches of our my friend. And the first six, if you remember reading of those churches, my friend, all six of the first ones, he said something good about them. My friend, the singing, he rebuked them of their wrong, but he commended them on their good. My friend, the singing, because they had something good within them. My friend, the singing, but the seventh and final, the Laodicean church, that he sent the letter to, he did not have one good word to say about this church. My friend, the singing, listen to me. I realize today how we're living in the time of a sort of dried up age. My friend, with the children of God, amen, we have, so to speak, compromised, my friend, with the Word of God. Now we've already, my friend, brought in this and that, and the other, my friend, until we have, so to speak, pushed the power of God right outside the door of the house of God. And that, my friend, we have to a great extent killed a number of our churches today. You can ride up and down the road. You can see a nice church building, a nice brick building, and you can see a for sale sign out front of that building. What happened? My friend, of people got together. They weren't satisfied with that building. They didn't need another building. That building wasn't full, but it wasn't good enough for them. Now listen to me. This evening, my friend, I believe that's the case of the Laodicean church age, the church in which that we read in your prison about here tonight. Brother, the church that was performed an autopsy upon to find out what killed that church. You might say, preacher, you're talking about this church being dead. Well, I could say this. I believe some of us could yet move up just a little bit closer. I believe some of us could yet could get just a step, one step higher up on the ladder. So I believe we're not as live as we ought to be, amen, as being children of God here this evening. How I would to God tonight that to know that Bethel Free Will Baptist Church could be, if God would have sent out letters by a prophet today like He did by John here on the Isle of Patmos, if He would have sent out letters, it would be a glorious thing just to know, thank God, that Bethel could get one of those letters of communication. My friend, the seeding of the good, how that is done. Surely we do it. A lot of good this evening, my friend. Listen to me. Look at the church as a whole. Not just this church, but I'm talking about the church as a whole this evening. And see where we stand with God tonight. My friend, listen. Here tonight. Now listen to first of all. We find here, He said, as He said unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, saith the Amen. First of all, I want you to get a picture of the writer of this word, of this letter here tonight, of the Amen. You know, when you come to an altar, you get down upon your knees and you pray to God. Brother, you'll finish that prayer with Amen. Amen to sin. Further more than that, you know the sinning. A lot of times the word Amen is out in our conversation, in our everyday life. Brother, what we're saying when we say Amen, we're saying, and that's the truth. Amen to sinning. So I want you to know, brother, here this evening, that the Amen was the writer of this letter, of the truth. And it cannot be denied. Brother, I know today there's a lot of things in my past that I'd like to get around. My friend, oh no, I'm not a real bad guy. But there's times in my life, brother, that I'd like to bypass and get around. My friend, but I know that I've got to stand honestly before God, before I'll get to heaven. Amen, this evening. Sometime I'll preach a message. Amen, and I'll begin to feel a little bit in my soul like, preacher, if you preach that message tonight, you're going to hurt somebody. And so I have a sort of compromise with my feeling. I failed to preach the Word of God. I'd have to call those times back. Amen, this evening. I believe I'd be a little bit better today than what I am. But the A.M., the Amen, was the writer of this letter. Jesus said, I'm the way, the life, and the truth. Amen, this evening, He's the only truth. He's the writer of this. I listen to my friend the singing. How the amen. How the true and faithful witness. How the beginning of the creation of God. How was the writer of this letter. How, brother, that none can deny. Amen. The singing. How because whatever is wrote upon that page. How whatever is wrote upon this page. How these words that I read in your presence here tonight. How, brother, they're truth. The Bible said not one jot. Not one tittle shall pass from my word. Amen. This evening, brother, when we start messing around with the word of God, we start messing around, my friend, with something that's mighty powerful. Amen. This evening, God said, if any man taketh away from my word, brother, he said, I'll take away his part from the city of God. And he said, if any man shall try to add to my word, he said, I'll add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. My friend, it's a dangerous thing when we try to swindle around the truth of God. My friend, this evening, but so here we can see, my friend, that it would not be a letter the like you would receive from me. My friend, this evening, but it was a letter from Christ Jesus himself unto the church of Laodicea. You're my friend this evening. And I want you to know they couldn't back up from it. Though they tried, but they couldn't back up from it. Amen. This evening. Okay, let us see. You're this evening, this church. Look at it just a little bit. I believe we see the picture of indifference. Brother, this evening. You're upon this church. We find in verse 15 and in verse 16, read it with me again. He said, I know thy works. Amen. This evening. And I know thy works. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight? Thank God that you're serving a God that knows all about you. Amen. This evening, I'm glad that I have one this evening that knows my weaknesses. Amen. This evening, and the time of my trials. Amen. The time of my troubles. I'm glad I have one that knows all about me. Hear this evening. He said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Listen, you're my friend. The cold one is the man, woman, boy or girl that's never been saved. Never been under the Holy Spirit of God. My friend, never been convicted of their sin. Never given their life unto God. The cold-hearted sinner. My friend, this evening, he said, I know thy words. Thou art neither cold. So now listen, if it's not a sinner, then my friend, listen. And he said, you're neither cold, or you're another, neither hot. A hot one. What God was talking about here this evening is a person that's been saved by the grace of God. A brother that's a self-denial, a sort of person who's willing to forsake a father, mother, a sister, brother, going to the highways daily and to the hedges and to compel people, my friend, by the grace that God has given them, being a witness for Jesus. Amen. Praying without ceasing. Amen. This evening, he said, this is what, that you're neither of. You're neither a sinner. He said, you're not the witness that you are to be. Amen. You're not hot. You're really not on fire for God. Oh, how I would today. And I'd love to see our churches get back on fire for God today like they used to be. I know that I'm not a very old man, brother, this evening, but I can remember, thank God, when it used to be. You could go in the house of God. You could see the mothers shouting the victory, unashamed, unafraid, to praise the Lord and glorify Him. But brother, now there's something happened. We're not on fire for God like we used to be. God said, I know your words. I know that you're not cold, and I know that you're not hot. He said, so then, my friend, because thou art lukewarm, amen, this evening, and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth. In other words, you make God sick. The stink of your body comes up into God's nostrils as He performs the autopsy on you, dead body. And he said, "You make me sick." Now that's not easy to say. No. It's not easy words. I realize that tonight. But that's what God was saying right here tonight. He said, "You, because that thou art neither cold nor hot, or because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." What is the lukewarm? We've told you about the cold. That's the sinner. Man, woman, boy, or girl that's not got their name on the church book. Never made no profession. And certainly not hypocriting around on God. My friend this evening. And the hot one is the one that's daily walking in the footsteps of Jesus, doing His will, letting Him be the leader of his life. And then the lukewarm one, my friend, is the person that's got their name on the church book. And as the old saying is, got enough of God's salvation to sort of make them miserable. And I believe that you agree with me. Jesus said this church had just enough that they were miserable. Amen. This scene, I don't know about you, but I can understand what people gets out of life living just a haphazard life for Jesus. I find it's easy. It's not a flower bed, my friend. It's not a bed of roses every day. But I do find that it's easy to live with Jesus and to live for Him this evening. Brother, when you step back and you think about here, you're heading into one of two places. You're going to spend eternity in one of two places. Brother, when you know that only walking daily with Jesus and for Him, amen, the scene that you can spend eternity in a heaven of rest. Brother, that eased up the old rough rocky road that you have to travel. Your eyes are on heaven. Your treasures are. Thank God it makes it easier for you to live. My friend today, when you can get a vision of heaven and Jesus tonight, it'll ease the road. It'll ease your troubles. It'll ease your trials. Amen, this evening. But here we find, my friend, this evening, that this church was a lukewarm church. My friend, they had the name on the door there as the church, but they were far missing the mark. According to the eyes of God, they had a form of godliness, but they were denying the power thereof. As the Apostle Paul said, and warned you and I how to flee from. My friend, get away from it. Have nothing to do with it. Amen. This evening, brother, listen. I know we've got big uptown organizations today that we call churches. Amen. This evening, brother, if the gospel were brought out in them like they ought to be, brother, they wouldn't be a hand feet full of people left there 5 minutes after the preacher started preaching. Amen, this evening. They wouldn't, but sometimes, on occasions, multitudes together around Jesus. Most of the time, it was when He had something to give away. He said unto them one time, "You don't fall after Me for what I'm teaching you, of the words that I'm telling you, but after the fish and loaves. That's what you're after." You know, today, friend, I have to say this because it's on the end of my tongue. And if I don't say it, I'm liable to have to fight. But you know today, a lot of our churches wouldn't have a membership that's got if it wouldn't for the meals they give to get them by. Amen. But He said, "I know you're neither cold nor hot. Because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you right out of my mouth. You'll make me sick." Indifference, my friend, is causing our churches to sort of settle down and level off, cool off from the power of God. And is God pleased with this? As we go on further in the message tonight, we'll find out surely that God is not pleased with this kind of church. Here we see the picture of an indifference. My friend, this evening, they were neither cold nor hot. My friend, they did not deny the cross and Jesus. They just didn't use it like they ought to. Nowhere in the Laodicean church, other words from it, can we find where they denied Christ and the cross, the plan of salvation. But my friend, they didn't hold to it like they ought to do. My friend this evening, that's the way of a lot of our people today. They don't really deny it, and yet they don't live it. My friend this evening, listen unto me. They did not deny sin. They just tolerated it. Amen. Just went along with it. They didn't deny it wasn't in there, but they didn't try to do anything about getting it out. Amen. This evening, brother, I believe this. My friend, I believe that a man of God will stand in the pulpit, brother, demand, standing in the gap for God, brother, as a senior, if you'll take the Word of God, I'll preach it like it ought to be. I know we'll always have the devil around. He's always going to be around as long as we're up on this earth, and I know he's going to fight. My friend, he's got to be in somebody in order to fight God's people. He's always been that way, and as long as this world stands, he'll continue to be that way. But a man under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost of God, stand up and preach the Word of God to his people. I don't care if it's a big uptown church. I don't care if it's a little middle class church. I don't care if it's a little far out country church. Brother, wherever the Word of God is preached, my friend, the mercy of God will prevail. My friend, this evening, sin will have to pretty soon take its flight and move out, because no man can serve two masters. Brother, pretty soon, the Word of God is going to get right down next to where people lives. Brother, it's either going to turn them in or it's going to turn them out. The Bible said it's like a two-edged sword. It cuts going and coming. Any way you go with it, it's going to tear to pieces. Brother, that life, this singing, my friend. And I believe that's one of the downfalls of America today, is that we've got men, mama called and daddy sent preachers in the pulpit today, supposed them to be the anointed of God, preaching the Word of God, who don't know the Word of God. My friend this evening, I'm not a witness to the saving grace of God. Therefore, my friend, I'm not able to preach it like it ought to be preached. When we've got a church like that, when we've got a pastor like that, we might as well look for an indifferent church. We might as well look for an indifferent church. Because if the preacher can't get up and condemn sin but without cutting his own throat, then the church is going to slow up, dry up, and pretty soon fade away. That's what was happening here. But I'm going to tell you why it was happening. I'm going to tell you why it was happening. You know, it ain't been too many years ago till I just about run in to a church that, after a little while preaching, pastoring there, I thought about this church. I said, my, are we living in that time? Here this evening, my friend, we see the riches of that church. Verse 17. Look at it and read it with us there. This evening, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, I have need of nothing. Listen to that. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor and blind and naked. Listen to me, friend. This evening here we see the picture of riches and just its condemnation that goes along with it. Now, my friend, I'm not above having money. If you come by it honestly, justly, thank God for your big bankrolls. If you've lived a life for God and inherited that by a good living, thank God, you better be glorifying Jesus in these days and times in which we live. Brother, money's hard to come by. And if you've got it, you're